Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs that you may not associate with the Motown record label. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from the Contours, Rare Earth, Tom Clay, Jimmy Ruffin, The Originals, Tammy Terrell, and David Ruffin. Well, the first song we'll hear is a signature tune by the Contours. And it's the distinction in the Motown record label that it was a hit both in 1962 and 1988, the result of the great motion picture Dirty Dancing. The song, of course, is Do You Love Me? Most of Motown's top singing groups were meticulously groomed and impeccably synchronized, while the Contours were uncouth and proud of it, bringing acrobatic energy to their act and splattering rough edges all over their early 60s songs from Motown. Well, Billy Gordon's sandpapery leads as a part of the Contours were integral to this great song, Do You Love Me? Here it is, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The people left.
of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Rise and shine, boys!
1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 3, 4!
I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now, police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The Flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He's freed a lot of people, but it seems so good they die young.
That's a cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Jordy has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot.
Ripper Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Get the gun. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun. His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Well, that was Tom Clay with a song called What the World Needs Now is Love, and that reached number 8 from 1971. Well, that was possibly the strangest of all Motown hits. Tom Clay was a disc jockey, and he used the lyrics of What the World Needs Now is Love and Abraham, Martin, and John spoken over the Blackberry's vocal mixed with extracts of Dr. Martin Luther King's speeches to get an anti-Vietnam message across. That single was one of the label's biggest hits during that 1 year. Well, before that, we heard a great song by Rare Earth, I Just Want to Celebrate, that was released on the Rare Earth record label, and that reached number 7 from that same year, 71. And we started with The Contours' Do You Love Me, a number 3 tune from 1962, and then again reached number 11 from 1988. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire hour of Motown Memories, we're featuring some songs that you don't necessarily associate with the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a great song by Jimmy Ruffin, I Passed This Way Before, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Life lands a crushing blow, and once again, a heart is broken. And as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken. I've passed this way before, and I've felt this pain before. I heard that took so long to end, has found my poor heart again, yeah. As I watch love, once again, heartache has found me. A dark cloud covered my heart. Oh, when she told me goodbye. Now there's nothing left but emptiness and the tears that fill my crying eyes. I've passed this way before, and I've felt this pain before. Face reality, knowing loneliness is my destiny. Because I've passed this way before, and I felt this pain before. I heard that too, so long to end. And
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
How much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more. I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real. But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for real.
That was The Originals with a song called Baby I'm For Real, and that reached number 14 from 1969. Well, for the latter half of the 1960s, The Originals filled a parallel role to a group called the Adantes at Motown, supplying backing vocals on hits by Jimmy Ruffin, Shawty Long, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder. But when Marvin gave them the shimmering Baby I'm For Real in 1969 to record, the versatile quartet departed the ranks of anonymous section singers for good. And we started with Jimmy Ruffin, I Passed This Way Before, number 17 from 1966. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring songs that you don't necessarily associate with the Motown label. Well, coming up, an artist that had much greater success with Marvin Gaye, but lived a very short life. Here is Tammy Terrell, I Can't Believe You Love Me from 1965, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Not like before. not like before.
Not like before.
You don't kiss me like you used to. You don't say those pretty words. There's no thrill in your kiss. There's no sincerity. I do.
David Ruffin, Jimmy Ruffin's brother, with My Whole World Ended the Minute I Left You, and that reached number 9 from 1969. And we started with a song that never charted, but it was recorded and released in 1965, and that was Tammy Terrell with I Can't Believe You Love Me. Well, the magic that Tammy Terrell brewed up with Marvin Gaye during the late 1960s has become so indelibly ingrained in the Motown success story that her solo recordings usually receive comparatively short shrift. But that's a pity, because this was a great song, and the lovely Tammy didn't require anyone's help to turn heads during her tragically truncated life. She was born on April 29, 1945 in Philadelphia, and sadly died in 1970 as a result of a brain tumor. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This is Tom Fallon, and we've been featuring songs that you don't necessarily associate with the Motown label this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.